Now I'm joined in the studio by Paolo, also known as the Mighty Small.
Hello.
Are you there? Can I hear you? Oh, hear that one there.
Hey, there we go.
I turned up the wrong microphone. There we go. Oh. Isn't that wonderful?
Well,
well done,
Michelle.
You've
been busy chatting, haven't we? You haven't paid any attention to the desk.
No, I haven't. I was we've got a cup of coffee and cup of herbal tea.
Yes.
Now we do know each other. We've known each other years and years because I've seen you performing in Chelmsford, you are. I'm going to read this out correctly here because I've written it down.
Ooh.
A one-man band for the 21st century.
Yes. That's me.
So explain what that means.
Oh, well, I'm a live loop artist, amongst other things. And what that means is I set up on stage with about 7 instruments and I use loop pedals to record the performance as I'm going. So I might start with a guitar or a bass line or drums or some piano. And then I build the track as I perform it. And that makes it quite an exciting show to watch, and that's basically what I've been doing. But I also do other things like playing acoustic and playing with other bands and stuff like that as well. But yeah, that enables me to be greedy and play lots of different instruments and have a laugh doing it. So
yeah, and we all feel very inadequate.
No, shut up.
I play tambourine, no, I sing, and it's like, no. I'm drumming
and
away.
You play drums.
Yeah.
don't be sneaking yourself out there.
Yes, I did go to a studio and have a go on the drums, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you're a good drummer.
Great studio you've got.
Thank you.
Let's ask you this question, just cool. A little random one. Tell us your earliest musical memory, because you actually come from a big musical family as well.
I do. My earliest musical memory was... my earliest musical memory, probably waking up at my grandparents, because I spent some time living with my grandparents over in Elscone, and waking up to Rachmaninoff's... Oh, what one was it now? I think it was Prelude in D. I think that was the one. It was from the TV, the film Shine, and hearing that playing as a kid and being like, wow. And when I lived at my grandparents', every morning you'd wake up to classical music. My uncle had lived there as well, and he had a great record collection. And when he moved to the Philippines to teach English, he said to me, you can play my records, but make sure you put them away. And that's where I really got my musical education. So, yeah, that's probably my earliest musical memory. That and an Andy Williams record, but I can't remember where that comes into the scene. So
he's not a relation.
No.
No. And there was a family band as well.
Yeah, the original Morenas was a band that featured my father singing and playing bass and guitar, my uncle Tino on accordion, my uncle Alf on piano, and my grandfather playing drums. He was such a cool jazz drummer. We've still got his drum kit. My cousin Joe Giuseppe has got his drum kit, and it is a valued family heirloom. But they used to play the Meads Ballroom in Brentwood, amongst other places, many moons ago, and that's how my mum and my dad met. And then years later, I started the band again, started the Morenas again with bass player Tim Jackson and drummer Steve Wilson. And when we were shopping around for names, we were like, well, we can't call ourselves the Jacksons. And the Wilsons we can't do either. So we settled on the Morenas because of the history and everything as well. And that was a 3-piece punk band. So it's had many manifestations. My family are very creative in that respect. So
yes, because you've told me about lots of them. You've got cousin Joe, cousin Anna.
Yes, well, cousin Joe Giuseppe, he's you might have seen him playing the scene. He's a fantastic DJ and dance producer as well, and he features with the Stark Boys, who are Dave Gooday and Simon, and they're going to be playing down at the Hotbox soon, so if you get a chance to check them out. Cousin Anna is one of our legends, and we love her dearly. She is a wig mistress and barber. What a wonderful title, right? I love telling people that. And she's currently working on Silo. So if you've seen Silo on Apple TV, and she works on loads of productions. She flies all over the world. She's our jet setter. Mama Morena, we call her. She's been working with lots of celebrities, and she'll often sneak them out of London and bring them down to Chelmsford, and they'll pop into places like the Hotbox, or they'll come to shows and stuff like that. And I've had the privilege of hanging out with some of them. One of my favourites, who sadly passed away recently, was Ron Cephas Jones, who was in the TV show This Is Us, and Luke Cage. He featured in that as well, amongst many other things. And I worked with Ron ferrying him about London when he was playing Caliban at the Old Vic Theatre and filming a jazz, I think, I can't remember what the programme was called now, a jazz TV film. And I would take him from the Old Vic Theatre across to the Vortex in Dalston, where he would, I mean, that guy was legendary, you know, and he would I would meet him at the Old Vic Theatre, and he was in full Caliban mode, like dressed up with all the regalia, and he'd go into the shower and come back out being Ron from the Bronx, you know what I mean, and which was great. And then I'd ferry him across town with a bottle of Grand Marnier. He'd be sipping in the car as he got to play the jazz guy on the other end. And the transformation from Shakespeare to jazz, 60s jazz guru was incredible. So I've been very privileged in that way. And that's in no small way down to my cousin Anna.
Now, you are playing a gig coming up on the 8th of February at Hotbox. And we're going to talk more about Hotbox and the gig and who else is going to be on the bill with you. But before we do, let's get some live music.
This is a tune that is going to feature on my new albums. This is called The Devil and the Deed is Done.
That a lot, and that's just with you and the vocals. That's not with anything else. That's just like, I love that. Good. I felt like I wish I could play harmonica. I felt like I should jump into it.
I reckon you should do some oohing and ahhing, some backing vocal, that. You know what I mean? Get right up there with
it. I was trying not to do, you know, I've always got this habit, and then I heard that you were doing it, so I was, me, by the way. I really do like that. And that's from the new album.
That's the new collection of songs, yet to be recorded. So I'm going to be working with my good friend Denham down at the, and John down at the Hotbox, and we're planning to put those tracks down. But we're always looking for people to come and collaborate with us, whether it's producers or sound engineers or musicians. I'm going to get you down there to do some bits and pieces on some of the songs.
Oh, definitely.
You've got to come down and sing with us.
That's just so powerful as it was. Cool. I love it because it kept you interested. There's some really nice chords there. Thank Although, you know, I don't know anything about chords.
Yeah,
but I was like, yeah,
do.
You know. I was like, ooh. I do have a shaker in my bag. I should have got that.
You should have grabbed that.
I really wish I could play harmonica. I was like going,
oh. Just start. I bet you could. Yeah, you've got the lungs for it, right?
I have, yeah. I could play When Saints Go Marching In, but that might just ruin it, yeah.
No,
you imagine? It's like, get her off the stage. So the Hotbox, tell everybody about it, because I do bang on about Hotbox being a fantastic venue in Chelmsford. You've got the parking there, by the way, easy to get into. It's just great.
It's under the viaducts by the bus station, just behind the train station. It's a wonderful little venue. It was set up by young John the Younger, at originally as a skateboarding shop. And then it's kind of grown and morphed into a bar and then a live music venue. I believe we're in our sixth year there, and I've been doing some marketing and working down there with the guys, volunteering for various bits and pieces. The whole place is set up with mics and cameras so they can do a lot of the online stuff and recording and everything like that. And I suppose for me, it has the most incredible, wonderful, positive vibe about it. And you can literally, you walk in and you feel the vibe. And also the walls are adorned with loads of beautiful artwork, collectibles, you name it. Even if you went there by yourself, you can sit and spend a good hour looking at everything in the place, because it has so much history behind it. And that's the brainchild of John and his father Dave, who you might have seen featured on the Hot Box this weekend. Dave, he's the right character, and he's turning into a little bit of a star, and we love that because he's brilliant. They do events all week. I'll just give you a quick rundown. Monday night, tonight we've got chess club, but it's also gaming club, so you can come down and enjoy that, and that's just really cool. We've been enjoying that. Tuesday we have the open sessions, and we do two open mics, a comedy open mic and a poetry called Waxing Lyrical, which Ethan runs, and it's a brilliant night. It's a safe space, so if you ever want to read poetry or just experience something like that, then come down and enjoy that. Wednesday is the big quiz, and that's really good fun too. You can rent a table or get a ticket for a table, which I think is up to six people. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there are gigs running, and then on Sunday afternoon there's a blues jam or a blues gig that a local promoter, Nick Gardner, puts on, and they're very successful as well. We have a good turnout for them, and some legends of the blues circuit come down. I mean, you wouldn't believe the people that we get in there. So that is the Hotbox. It's in Chelmsford under the viaducts. I think it's number 27 under the viaducts.
Now, you've got the gig at Hotbox. We just talked about Hotbox on Saturday the 8th of February at 7 p.m.
So get down there early if you can. Tickets online.
And this is with you?
Me and a good friend of mine, Mr. Random Duck.
Great name.
It is a great name, and he's a great DJ. He has an incredible mind for classic dance tunes, house and that kind of stuff. I'm constantly surprised at the things he pulls out the bag. And we were like, we basically spent last year jamming at his house. He'd DJ in his living room. He's got a lovely apartment. And I would just take a guitar along and join in. And then it grew from there and into some crazy sort of setting where we grab drums and all that kind of stuff. And we've done it a few times now. We've taken it on the road a couple of times, and the turnout is amazing and people just love it. So I like to think that when you come to one of my shows, I try and cover as many of the musical bases as possible. So the evening's going to ramp up from acoustic into full band live looping, and then we're going to end on some dancey tunes. So by the time the booze kicks in, you want to have a dance, we've got you covered. So it's kind of like a complete eclectic night. So big shout to Gregoire.
We have to sort. You've got a songwriting book out as well.
I have. So I've got a book called The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Writing a Song, and this is geared towards anyone who's always gone, I'd always love to write a song, but I don't play an instrument, or I can't play this, or I don't know how to write lyrics, or so on and so forth. So I put together this book as a digital version online at my website, which is paolomoreno.com, and you can download a version there. It's basically designed to just give you a starting place, to give you all the bits and pieces that you need when you first start out and you think, I don't know how to do that, like from how to play basic chords of guitar, how to play basic stuff on piano, and even how to use like projects like Logic or Apple GarageBand, and just drag and drop loops in so that you can create songs straight off the cuff. And that for me, that was the toughest thing starting out as a songwriter, was just figuring out some absolute basics and having somewhere to start. And I think when you're trying to do music and trying to be a musician, writing songs is the easiest way to start, because it helps you document and remember what you're doing, because you're producing your own content. So have a look at that. It hasn't been published just yet, so you can get a pre-published copy on my website. It's a download, but it will be published this year, and when it does, I will do a launch party and invite yourself and a few other people down. I also run a workshop with it as well, but I just haven't had the time to do the workshop since middle of last year, but I would like to get that running again as well. So if you're looking to start writing and you want to get into music, that's a good book to grab.
Also, we have to mention you're writing some other stories as well.
Yeah, right. So I've started writing some fictional stories, which I'm hoping to put into script form and start filming as soon as possible. And we are currently, I'm at the Hotbox a lot of the time. So if you are a screenwriter or a scriptwriter, or you have experience in doing movies or series or TV shows and stuff like that, please reach out and get in touch. I would love to see this little production come into fruition. It's based around a character called Punchbag, who is immortal. Well, he's not mortal, he's indestructible. And his journey in the sort of CD underworld. So I'd love to start filming that and getting something around that. And you know, we have, like I said, we have facilities down at the Hotbox that we're keen to use. And we're always trying to blow the artistic boundary or barrier away and do different things. So, come and get involved. That would be absolutely sterling.
So, new album coming from you,
mm-hmm,
shortly,
mm-hmm,
which you're working on at the moment.
I just
heard the first track there, which was called
The Devil and the Deed is Done.
The Devil and the Deed is Done. We're going to have another track from you. But before we do, mm-hmm, this is my new question.
Oh, okay, go on.
So, this is it.
Far away.
What would you be without music?
A shoe salesman. No, I just thought that's tapping into my Spinal Tap influences there. I think I'd sell shoes. What would it be without music? Yes, such a great show. What would I be without music? I'd be a lot sadder. I'd probably be a lonely old soul. Music is that. I think it was Bob Marley who said it's one universal language, isn't it? You know, it crosses all boundaries, and for me, it certainly has. In the words of Bob, one good thing about music: when it hits you, you feel no pain. Boom! There you are. A little quote of the day. So without music, I think I would be, we would all be sad, lonely. And also the creation of music and the creative process in any art form, that's the joy of it. You know, I know with the age and the dawn of technology, things can kind of slip away from us on all fronts. But it's the creative process that is the joyous part of it. When you finish, when you get to the end and you've done it, and we've got to do the marketing, we all go, oh, God, did marketing, right? So we try and make that as creative as well, but it's that creative process which is the sheer joy, and that's why we do what we do.
What a great answer. And you know that that's going to be going up on the website, so it's just as well you added to that a shoe salesman. And then you should have just said shoe salesman and said nothing else, and then that just would have been there forever.
I like messing around with your website in the nicest possible way. But
thank you.
No, you're welcome.
And that is, if you've never seen Spinal Tap, it is one of the, if you're a musician or even if you're not, it's one of the funniest films ever.
It's the best.
There's some very rude bits in it, but it's always, there's just some fantastic bits. If you've been in a band, you will know. Now you're going to end with a song.
I am. So this is harping back to my days when I lived in Amsterdam. But I suppose you can align it with any city. I'm going to do this with a big shout out to my friend Stewie, who lives over in Amsterdam, and Brendan, the boys, and Mr. Jim, as well, who I know catches a lot of my shows and comes down. This is called 3 AM in Amsterdam. Ready? Twisted streets surround me, I'm engulfed within their stream, and it soothes my soul. Every Bastion has a story, a seat for strange assembly, for the loons and freak show. Well, did you hear the Queen's Day call? Are you climbing up the walls to get back to that home? You've wrestled your excuses, you're lost and out of choices, you got nothing left to lose. I'll save a seat for you, I'm going down to Amsterdam, and it's 3 AM. Whoa, I'm going down to Amsterdam, and it's 3 AM. There's always somebody home. Keepsakes and mementos align these walls, and the memories pour down like honey, cradled in the valley of my most precious thoughts. I've made my home in so many places, remembered by the faces of the people I've known. I feel the pull back to the cities, where the neon signs are pretty, wait for my friends to come home. But I won't wait alone, I'm going.